The word today is lust. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Lord designed humans as sexual beings and commanded us to reproduce and fill the earth. We've certainly kept that command. When we express our sexuality in healthy ways and preserve intimacy for marriage, we are blessed. If we misuse the gift of our sexuality by perverting it because of lust, it becomes harmful to us. The Bible teaches us to control sinful impulses and honor God with our body. Here with more on this sensitive topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Lust.
Today we're going to talk about one of the sins that can really grab us and take hold of our emotions and cause us to do things against God's will, and that is the sin of lust. Lust is, in a way, like anger. It's got such intensity to it. It can happen in moments and suddenly flood our entire being with this unholy, unrighteous desire. And just like anger can cause a person to lash out or to speak hateful words, lust can inflame a person to have unholy desires and to act in very ungodly ways. Lust is the opposite of love. It involves sexuality, but it's not for the betterment of other individuals. It's for the self-gratification, for our own desires. It objectifies another person. It turns them into something that is an object instead of the whole individual and their thoughts and their spirit. And it ignores the entire person only for its own pleasure and its own sake. I'd like to share with you a passage that made an impact on me when I was a young man that taught me that sexuality and how we handle ourselves is very important in God's eyes, and comes from the book of Job, which is kind of interesting because Job went through a trial and a test. The Lord had him suffer many things, even though he had not been unholy. He had not been unfaithful to his wife and done all kinds of worldly things, and yet he was still tested by God. So this idea that, you know, if I live a good life, God will never give me a hard time or make it difficult for me is not true. And sometimes when you look at another individual, they seem as though everything's going well for them, even though they're immoral. That's temporary. Let's not be deceived. Let's not get off track, because the goal is to follow the Lord and retain our righteousness, our forgiveness, and our morality over the long term for our salvation and for our good witness to other people. So Job is sharing with his friends in Job 31, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. For what is man's lot from God above, his heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not ruin for the wicked, disaster for those who do wrong? Does he not see my ways and count my every step? Boy, if only we could think as a society about the fact that God is observing our behavior. We want to watch that we don't offend against God, that we don't violate other individuals, and that we don't objectify them and misuse and mistreat them. We have to see that everybody has been made in the image of God, and other individuals are not merely for us to use or take advantage of. If we're a follower of Jesus Christ, we will be thinking about how we serve other people, how we treat them with integrity and with purity, instead of fulfilling our sexual desires, it seems like lust is a misdirected passion. It's kind of a warped, twisted passion. God made us in His image to have desire, to have intensity, to have strong feelings, and to be enjoying the good things that He has given us. But lust turns it into a perversion. And God made us sexual, male and female, and this is a good thing, and we can enjoy this in its proper context, marriage between man and woman. But the world deceives us. It tries to get us to think that it's better to cheat. It's better to do it clandestinely or secretly. It's better to get sex with a stranger or to have it more exciting when it's a temptation. This is the lie of Satan. This is the world that tries to pervert and warp what God has given us. And it doesn't lead to blessings. It doesn't lead to goodness and wholesomeness. The world is rife with all kinds of temptations and perversions. There's so much voyeurism, a lot of adultery taking place. There's even online sites for these things now, and it cultivates illicit relationships, sinful, wrong relationships. And sadly, there's so much preying on minors, on children. And this shows you the depth of the wickedness that humanity is capable of. And I pray, and I hope you also pray, that young children are protected from these individuals, that they don't fall prey to them, that they're not manipulated, taken from their homes, and abused sexually. I pray God's judgment falls on these individuals, that they are apprehended and judged. I hope that they repent of their sin. There's so many men that are warped and sold over to sin. This is wrong, and I call on you to repent of this. And if you need to get psychiatric help, if you need to confess and purge this from your life, do whatever it takes, because you are not bound for heaven, for eternal life, when you manipulate others sexually, when you abuse them. And nowadays, there's getting to be as many women that are doing this as men, and they need to repent of this as well. There's so much temptation. If necessary, put the phone away. Get rid of the screen. Start to engage in other activities that are godly, and go seek maybe even to have accountability with another individual at church who will partner with you in order to be a mentor, to have you live righteously and holy. People are tending to deny God nowadays because they want to do what they want with their body. They want to take recreational drugs, or they want to have illicit sex. This is a poor exchange. It's a very bad deal to put God off to the side in order to satisfy the desires, the lust of the flesh. Don't do that. It will lead to the destruction of your body and also the destruction of your soul. This is a life that we are living for the sake of eternity, not just the here and now. There are deteriorating morals happening around the world, and that's why I call on you. Maybe in the past you haven't done this, but now is the time to recommit yourself. How about you do like Job did, and make a covenant with your eyes, with your ears, not to look upon a woman lustfully, not to listen to things that are impure. How about you make a covenant with your eyes that you don't go to websites that are impure, that you don't go to conversations online or in person that are going to defile you or make you unholy in God's eyes. There are so many things that are wrong with sexual perversion, and God will not bless the person who goes into these activities. In fact, sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise all over the world, and God is going to punish you in your body when you don't honor Him. One of the ways that you can eliminate the fear of those things is to be holy and chaste. I was a virgin until I was married, and I tell the young people to be proud of this. Honor God with your body. Be in a positive sense, be proud of the fact that you're honoring your Savior and that you're not going to hand away your sexuality, your virginity, until you get married. And hold on to it as long as it takes until your wedding day. It's a thing to be proud of. Our world has the wrong values. It looks at it entirely backwards, as though it's a good thing to have multiple sex partners. It's terrible. It's horrible. I remember one counselor saying that you bring with you into bed everyone that you have ever slept with. It doesn't leave your mind. It kind of dilutes and ruins your sexuality. You know, God has forgiveness for individuals. The Lord is able to forgive you for past mistakes. In fact, there are what are called born-again virgins, individuals who in faith will recommit themselves to the Lord with their body. Philippians 4 verse 8 tells us what to think about. Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And I encourage you to do that. Turn your mind to the positive things, the good things, and fill your time and your mind with those things so that temptations don't come to you. I hope that you will find encouragement to live righteous and holy, to escape from temptations that would ruin you, and that you will honor God with your body sexually. May you be blessed because of this, and may you find joy in your body as you honor the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.